This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the speech coach for champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. This episode is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Beverly Flaxington, who has been a successful entrepreneur, consultant, coach, and business owner for close to 17 years. She is a professor of small business management and leadership at Suffolk University in Boston. She has written several books, the most recent based upon her trademarked change management model, Make the Shift, the proven five-step plan to success in corporate teams. Beverly Flaxington, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
I'm happy to be here, Eric. Thank you.
Well, we are as well. So what skills are typically evident in the most successful entrepreneurs that you've seen?
You know, I will say, Eric, that one of the skills that's often overlooked is the importance of communication skills, being able to communicate your ideas, being able to understand how to get through to different kinds of people. Communication skills, very important. The other is understanding something about yourself. What are your strengths? Where are those areas that you need to be able to hire people to complement you? And the third is having some sense of marketing and sales savvy. We see so many entrepreneurs with great ideas, their products, their services, their technical people. They're fabulous at what they do, but they don't know how to take that into the market and have people understand the value of what they're offering.
You talk a great deal in your work about behavioral style. Explain how understanding this can help an entrepreneur or small business owner.
This is one of these things that is so misunderstood by so many people. Behavioral style has to do with how I make decisions, how I communicate, how I come across to others. And many leaders, many entrepreneurs, leaders of firms don't realize how their style comes across and how people are understanding and interpreting what they're saying. And the leader that takes the time to understand, you know, do I come across as too aggressive? Do I come across as too timid? Am I clear? Am I too quick to make decisions? Am I taking too long to make decisions? So a leader wants to understand their behavioral preferences and then be able to work with those preferences so that they can communicate to, you know, a broad group of people. But a lot of us don't realize how we're coming across, and entrepreneurs and leaders want to understand this so they can match their style, be it to new prospects, be it to clients, or be it to employees that they're hiring into their firm.
This episode of Enterprise Radio here on EPN is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure and data loss. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail every single week. I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. They back up more data than the entire written works of mankind from the beginning of recorded history in all languages. One advertising executive's company lost an entire bank of servers, which nearly brought their business to its knees. Then he found Mosey Pro. He says, "I was shocked at how fast it works, and their people know how to work with Macs as well." Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. Again, that's 877-669-9776, or visit moseypro.com and get set up today. Now, Beverly, what are the top three most typical mistakes that entrepreneurs and leaders make?
The top three are assuming that other people are going to be as interested in what they're doing as they are. So not working on really making people understand the importance of what they're doing, get excited about what they're doing, so making an assumption that because they know what they're doing, others will understand it too. The second one is not looking for people to play to their weaknesses. So not outsourcing appropriately, not finding the right staff for things that they're just not fundamentally good at. Too many entrepreneurs try to wear way too many hats, and this can actually be a disruption to them because they're taking time to do things that they're not really naturally good at. And the third is not having a plan, not having some kind of clarity about where am I trying to get to, what time frame do I need to get there in, what are the steps I need to take, and what kinds of things are most important from a priority perspective.
Today we are visiting with Beverly Flaxington, Professor of Small Business Management and Leadership at Suffolk University in Boston, also author of her most recent book based upon her trademark change management model, Make the Shift, the proven five-step plan to success in corporate teams. Here on Enterprise Radio this afternoon, how can entrepreneurs slash leaders correct these mistakes?
Well, how they can correct is, number one, to get really clear about what it is that they want. I call it establishing your desired outcome. So what is it? What does success look like to you? What is it that your vision is about? And really trying to get somewhat concrete about that so you can communicate it to others. The other piece is having a priority list, knowing what needs to be done, and then appropriately outsourcing and getting other people involved. So really, you know, going with those strengths, things that you do well naturally, and then understanding where do I need to fill some gaps, and going and getting the resources to do that. And third is just being a constant learner, understanding about yourself, understanding your style, how you come across, learning about others, and recognizing ways that you can match to others' behavior so that you can engage them and get them excited about what you're doing.
With your experience, what is the number one thing that you've found makes the difference between successful entrepreneurs and those with a good idea but that don't succeed?
It really comes down to being able to engage with others and get them excited about how what you're doing can benefit them. Entrepreneurs will spend a great deal of time talking about what they're doing, enthused about it, which is great, but you have to be able to translate that to someone so that I understand why is this of benefit to me? How is this useful to me? And those people that can take what they do and create a message and an approach that engages others and helps them see why they want to be associated, why they want to buy from your firm, why they want to be involved with your firm, those are the people that are going to rise to the top every time.
Beverly, in conclusion, in less than 60 seconds standard here on Enterprise Radio, if you could just give us some advice that could lend the listening entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace. You may do a little overlap on that last response, but if you can add a little extra icing on the cake, we could appreciate it.
Will do. It really is, Eric, about having a plan, knowing where you're going, and putting the emphasis on communication. You know, if I can underscore, don't assume because you're smart, because you have a great idea, that's all par for the course. You need to be a good communicator, an effective communicator, and have people really understand why what you're doing is special.
She is Beverly Flaxington, Professor of Small Business Management and Leadership at Suffolk University in Boston, and author of her most recent book based upon her trademark change management model, Make the Shift, the proven five-step plan to success in corporate teams. The website is the-collaborative.com. Beverly, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It was my pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
We certainly enjoyed it as well. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. We thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
I guess the first thing I find that a lot of companies do interestingly is they don't make the story about the buyer. They don't make the buyer a hero. It's amazing how many stories start about how great their product is. And if you want to learn from the biggest companies in the world that are doing the best stuff, what did Apple say when it released the iPod? It says fits 1,000 songs. It didn't say, hey, this is the coolest thing we could have ever developed, and if you're going to buy an MP3 player, this is the one, and here's why. It said you could put 1,000 of your songs on this device. Solved the problem, but also made a buyer the hero. I think the biggest thing a business can do to start taking good advantage of any kind of sales and experience out there is to think of that exact thing. How do I make my buyer the most successful person in the world around them? And that, I think, is where all best information and all best practice comes from.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.